Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. A different people. Exodus chapter 8, verse 23. I will make a difference between my people and your people. As I think back across the years of my life, and believe me, they're getting more and more and more. Years pile up as we live this life. And throughout the years of our life, we experience those who have walked beside us, who did their own willful thing instead of following the Lord, and then catastrophe struck, and they come running to us for prayer and comfort. I hope you are among those who reach out and bring that comfort to them. It might not be because of what they deserve, but it's because of what they need. It's not what they have merited, but what God has given us to do for those who we walk life's pathway with. We should be a different people in the way we respond to those who have treated us in an unkindly manner. We should be always giving of ourselves to others around us. We should be like Jesus. Remember, he was ridiculed. He was made fun of. He was the object of the most indifference that people could cast his way. And finally, he was killed because of his difference. But that love reached out and gave life when others would have given death. We should be a different people by the life that we bring into the hearts of those around us. Instead of responding in kind, we ought to respond in kindness. In responding to people with kindness, we are showing forth the Spirit of Christ. There was a book that I read many years ago. I have referred to it over and over. It was by Charles Sheldon. And it was entitled In His Steps. And the premise of the book was, what would Jesus do? That should be the question that we ask ourselves as we go through life. In every situation, what would Jesus do? And I think he would tell us to be a different people. Not to react the way others would, but to react the way he would. Please, above all else, be a different people. Heavenly Father, our prayer is that we might be different, that we might be among those who reach out and touch, that we might be those who reach out and care, that we might be those who reach out and provide the things that are needed in the life of those we walk beside. Let us be like you in thought, word, and deed. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.